Welcome to In the Streets with Madam Bree. Today, guys, we are in the streets and we have been noticing a lot of misunderstanding about the solar eclipse that's happening tomorrow. 555 confirmation. Thank you, Jesus. It is just rebirth, you guys, for the new start of things. You can't blame Mother Nature for wanting to start over, because it is time. The last time we had it, it was 1811. It's time, you know, with all of the strife, with all of the craziness happening in the world, with all of the things that's been unleashed to the world, with all of the things that people have done and created in this world, it is definitely time for a rebirth. Things are just chaotic. Things are just outrageous. Things are so much in strife that we have to have this rebirth. We have to revamp. We have even, and you know, if Mother Nature is saying, if Mother Earth is saying that it's time, then it's time. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's something that you embrace. It's something that you learn from. It's something that you inherit. It's something that you stay in positive spirits while it's happening. It's something that you know, is there to renew you mentally, physically, spiritually, soulfully. It's something that is for your good. It might cause a little ruckus while it's here, but that's neither here nor there. You just have to be on your A game, and you just have to make sure that you are doing all that you can to stay on your A game. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's something that you actually embrace. It's something that you actually welcome in your life. You have to stop listening to the naysayers. You have to stop listening to the people that, you know, don't want to see you do better in life, that don't want you to win. I'm actually a big fan of everyone who's out sunbathing. I'm actually a huge fan of those who are, embracing the moment. The ones that tell you otherwise, maybe that's just their thought of things. Maybe that's their experience. Maybe that's, you know, something that they feel like, you know, they need to do, or whatever the case is. You know, it's definitely not something to be afraid of. It's something you embrace. That's all I'm saying. It's just, you know, welcome change. It's just one big change, you know, that you have to welcome in your life, and you have to be ready for that change. And like I said, it might cause a little ruckus while it's here. It might shake things up a little bit, you know, but sometimes you have to be shaken up in order to get your posture back. Sometimes you have to be shaken up in order to gain your strength back, in order to renew yourself, you know, and be who you're supposed to be. So we thank God for that. We thank God for change. We thank God for life. We thank God for rebirth. We thank God for restoration. We're embracing the moment. We don't want everyone to be in strife. We don't want everyone to be at odds. We want people to live in love, peace, gratitude, and we want you to have the best version of life possible, because it's kind of inevitable to have, you know, a great experience. And I think that, you know, everyone can agree to disagree with that. I don't think it's any harm in that. So embrace positive change. Always embrace positive change. and make sure that you're doing all you can do to stay positive and, you know, to be the best version of yourself, to stay on the right side of things, and to just be a bundle of love and light in this world. So make sure you click support or subscribe so that you can be a part of supporting podcasts. Do anything you got to do to stay a part of supporting podcasts. I love you guys. Holla.